Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, we'd like to start off this next segment with an apology. We're sorry for attacking your psyche with constant negative talk about the economy, or at least anxiety-producing talk about the economy. It seems like you can't go down to your local bodega without someone talking about the fiscal crisis. It's all around us, in line at the grocery aisle, batted about by lovers in the park, and yes, mulled over on this very broadcast. We apologize for the necessary inconvenience. Even if the economy isn't affecting your wallet, chances are it's affecting your mind. And if the stock market is centered around confidence, how do we improve our own confidence and in turn in our lives as individuals in the midst of this economy? Last week, Trinity Church, located steps from Wall Street, decided to open up their counseling center to help people cope with all of this uncertainty. And joining us now, seriously, to take your calls on your new financial status or anything related is Wall Street psychotherapist Dr. Mary Reagan, director of the Trinity Counseling Center and co-director of the Psychotherapy and Spirituality Institute. Dr. Reagan, thank you so much for coming on WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me.
And listeners, especially if you have been personally impacted, and certainly we've been getting stories from people who have lost thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, don't know what they're worth, afraid to look at your 401k statement. How has this crisis affected your psyche? Call Dr. Reagan with your stories or questions. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post your question to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. So, Dr. Reagan, what is the Trinity Counseling Center doing right now exactly? What are you doing?
Well, what we've done, Brian, is we are a pastoral counseling center called the Psychotherapy and Spirituality Institute, and we're collegial partners with Trinity Church. We've been affiliated with Trinity Church since 1975. And last week on Monday morning, Canon Ann Maloney, who is the vicar of Trinity Church, was on the phone to us at 8 a.m. saying there is pain and suffering in the Wall Street community, in the people in our congregation and the people in the neighborhood. How do we reach out? You know, how do we respond to this turmoil? And so we met that morning and immediately set up a group that would meet that very day as well as the next day to hold a seminar called Coping with Stress in an Uncertain Time. So Trinity Church offered this at no cost through our counseling center to really try to address the needs that people were experiencing, you know, with the turmoil. And at the same time, we're offering seminars for career counseling, job coaching, as well as resume writing.
So the practical nuts and bolts as well as the emotional dealing with it.
That's right.
And, you know, even in this therapy capital of the world, even in the post-Tony Soprano universe where even gangsters go for therapy,
right,
there's probably still a stigma, you know, and we don't usually think of Wall Street bankers as the type to ask for help.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I think that calling New York the therapy capital of the world is well put. And still, I find that it often happens that people experience a stigma. They view psychological help as a sign of weakness sometimes. Asking for help suggests that they have not done their homework or they shouldn't have to ask for help. And really, I think we need an educational campaign that helps people to understand that to turn for help at a time of high anxiety is, in fact, a sign of strength and that it helps. Lots of times I think in psychotherapy people will ask the question, does this really help? I don't see how talking helps. And the research is in that talking helps in a variety of ways.
So you told us off the air that people are coming to you exhibiting serious anxiety, not just with uncertainty about their financial situations, but also questioning their sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
So how much unraveling of identity do you see going on right now, and why?
Well, I think that the sort of the presenting problem is the financial turmoil. And that has to do with what our 401ks look like. It has to do with whether we have a job today and whether we'll have one tomorrow. But underneath the financial turmoil are a lot of emotional questions having to do with loss of control, having to do with dependence and independence, having to do with self-esteem and self-worth. Because for most of us, how we think about ourselves is very closely tied to the work that we do in the world, sometimes over-identified with our work. So if you take that away, you have a much larger crisis at hand. And I think that that's one of the things that we're seeing in some of the people that we're seeing now.
Now, you know, it's funny. Talk about the stigma. We have just about all our lines open, folks. So if you're one of those people who say, I try to call, but I can never get in, maybe people, don't want to go there or don't want to go there on the air. Call in as anonymous. Call in as Ben Bernanke. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. For Dr. Mary Reagan, Director of the Trinity Counseling Center and Co-Director of the Psychotherapy and Spirituality Institute. Even though the financial crisis is affecting so many across the country, do you think people still feel isolated in their anxiety?
Well, I think that very often people are reluctant to talk about their anxiety. And when I was listening to your previous speaker, one of the things he was saying is that we don't know the extent of this problem. We don't know where it's leading, and we don't know how much the fallout will be. So if that's true on a systemic level, it is surely true on a personal level. So that I don't know how it will affect me personally, and I don't know where it all ends. And I think that's true of the people who are out there struggling with this right now as well. And so I think that one of the reasons that we're holding these seminars is for people to be able to come together and to have the experience of hearing the stories of one another and also being able to get help from one another. Because one of the effects of anxiety is that it tends to isolate us and leave us feeling not quite sure how to proceed. And surely that's true in this crisis as well.
All our lines are full now. By the way, that took about 2 seconds after. let's talk to Jeffrey in Chelsea, who thinks he's handling it just fine. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Well, you know, I just wanted to point out that myself and I think a lot of other people lost a lot of money during the internet bubble a few years back. And after that happened, because I was managing, sort of trying along with everybody else to manage my own, you know, stocks and my own money, and I just lost a ton. So after that happened, I gave my money to a couple of guys who I really like, who I really trust, and they're taking care of it, you know, and once in a while I call them, and they say, you know what, don't worry, we're invested well, and you're okay. And that's basically my approach now to investing. Most of the money I have is for long term, for my retirement or for my kids' college. And if I watch this day in and day out every minute, I'm going to drive myself insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Jeffrey's a role model, I think, Dr. Reagan.
Right. And in the interest of self-disclosure, I certainly want to say that I'm in no position to give financial advice. But in terms of the emotional response, I think what Jeffrey is saying is really important, and that is that you make the best decision that you can, and you try to keep yourself away from obsessive worry. Because the obsessive worry is actually what keeps you up at night. It induces sleeplessness, and it makes it very difficult to cope on a daily basis.
Let me go to Gail in Manhattan. Gail, you're on WNYC.
Oh, thank you. I'm very worried about a friend of mine. I do want to support what the doctor just said, by the way. I had gone through a period of obsessing as I saw, you know, some of my stocks shrink away, but they're all in IRAs. They have time.
What happened to your friend?
My my poor friend is very, very worried. She's very depressed, and she feels that she's going to end up in the street, which is not a rational, it's not rational because she's comfortably off. She's okay. And how do I reassure her? How do I...
Right. Now, Gail, I'm going to get this anonymous caller from Connecticut on with, I think, a very similar story. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, in my case, it's my husband that's been affected, and I just wanted to ask your guest the best way to support him.
Right. So how do Gail and how do this caller support their loved ones?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to say here. One is when you're talking about a rational approach to this, you need also to appreciate that money and financial issues harken back to early childhood issues. So that when you have a friend who, in fact, might have plenty of money but fears being alone on the street, it is probably hooking into something, you know, that goes far beyond a rational assessment of one's financial portfolio. So I think that's one thing to appreciate. Secondly, I think we need to stay with what do we know for sure and try to take a problem and break it down into small component parts. I think if you try to handle a problem in its full complexity, it's usually pretty difficult. And I think you say, okay, what is the next step we should take? And I think those steps should be small. I think they should be realistic, and I think they should be steps that you can actually succeed at. One of the things that makes this particular problem we're going through right now so difficult is that, as far as I can tell, nobody really is able to chart out exactly where it ends. But I think on an individual basis, we have to take small, realistic steps.
Robert in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Yes.
Hi, Robert. We've got about 40 seconds for you.
Yes, hi. I'd like to know what happens. It feels like I am in the grand tsunami of financial issues right now. My home is in the process of being foreclosed on. I'm trying to prevent that. I am living on virtually nothing. I have some family medical problems that are pretty severe right now. I have been very successful in my career. I haven't been able to get work in over a year. I have credit card companies calling me constantly. What happens when, and I try to break everything down and solve each issue individually, and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. It really does feel almost like the Hurricane Katrina.
And Dr. Reagan, I'm sorry to say we have 30 seconds left in this segment, but I'm sure that Robert is hardly alone. There are so many listeners who are going through foreclosure. We've done other segments with people's foreclosure stories and how to cope with that. So give us your best 30 seconds.
Well, I think the first thing you do is you say, who can I reasonably turn to for help and support in this time of crisis? That might be family, that might be friends, it might be a faith community. And it might mean, you know, that you turn to an organization like the Psychotherapy and Spirituality Institute. You can go on the website, mindspirit.org. You can call 212-285-0043 and see what services are available for you so that you can get at least one piece of help that you need.
Dr. Mary Reagan from the Trinity Counseling Center. With so many people affected in their lives, it's hardly just Wall Street bankers. It ripples out so far. Thank you very much.